copy, which one should you make the bracha on first, and which one should you make the bracha on second? A question of kedima, of preference between two different brachas. And we can have a different scenario where we have two items that have the same bracha. For example, some grapes and an orange. Where the two items have the same bracha. Now the question is not which one of the two should you make the bracha first and which one should you make the bracha second. Because on the second one, you're not going to make any bracha. Once you've made the bracha on number one, it's certainly going to exempt you for number two. Over here, the question is, on which one should we make the bracha, and thereby exempt the second one from any bracha? No. We're going now on the second situation. We said there's two situations. There's a situation of a sharkol and a mezonos. So there we have to discuss which bracha you make first, which bracha you make second. But most certainly you have to make both brachas. And then we can look at another situation where you have two items which have the same bracha, both hoits, like orange and grapes, apple and grapes, where we have to look at which one do you make the bracha on and thereby exempt the second item and you don't make on it any bracha. Those are the two scenarios. The question of preference within two different brachas and situations of preference within the same bracha. Those are the two scenarios which we're going to look at within this topic. Now, before we go a little further towards the details of these halachas, let's just mention a few more general things. First of all these halachas of kedima, which we're going to look at, if you make the bracha first on this one, if you make the bracha first on that one, let's just take, for example, our case of the cake and the coffee. So we're going to learn that it is correct to make a mezonos prior to making a sharko. All these halachas are just what we would call lechatchila. Ideally, you make the bracha first on the cake. If you didn't, you went and you made the bracha on the coffee first. Doesn't matter. It doesn't make any.
You're dying of thirst.
It's okay. Oh, we'll come in a second to dying of thirst. As long as there's anything more, even further about dying of thirst, but. Even if mistaken, you should have made the bracha on the cake and you didn't, you made the bracha first on the coffee, it doesn't affect in any way whether your bracha takes effect with the eved your bracha works. This is simply a question of correct practice, lechatchila. Furthermore, this whole halacha only applies in a situation where your intent is to take part of both items. You have in front of you on the table this cake as a drink. So then we have these halachas to make the bracha on the cake first and afterwards on the drink, but that is when you are intending to partake of both items. But if somebody really just wants a drink and there happens to be a piece of cake on the table, there's no such halacha that you have to go ahead and make a bracha on the cake in order to make first mezonos and then shahakol. It all only applies within two items that you are intending to eat.
Yeah, you have to have a positive intention.
Well, it's not a great...
I'll tell you what
you're going to eat.
You're going to eat maybe a kiddushin, you have to do the cake, and the shishra, all the other things. He's sitting there, and well, your son does. So he wants a drink, but it could be that you know, the cake there, you're a good chance that you'll have a piece of cake.
Yeah, I think it's.
You're going to eat kiddushin, you have no choice.
That's also a good point. Yeah, but I think in those types of scenarios, even if it's not kiddush, let's say Mr. Goffman is not a kiddush, it's a buffet, you know. So even in buffet, but I think in those types of situations, most normal people know that they're going to partake, definitely have a drink and some cake. And
yeah,
so indeed, there you should make a bracha first on a piece of cake. Can't get to it. The mic might fall into a category we'll talk about in a second. So, additionally, even where you do know that you're going to partake of both items, let's say you know you're going to have a drink and a piece of cake, again, these halachos of being makdim, saying first, giving preference to the brachas mezonos, also only applies when both items are lefolos, are here in front of you now. But if you're having now a drink, if you know in a couple of minutes in the same sitting you're going to have cake, but they're not yet here, then there's no halacha that you have to bring the cake or make sure it comes earlier or anything like that. It only applies when we have the two items in front of us ready to eat, and you could equally well take one or the other, then we have the halachos we're going to speak about.
Even
furthermore,
even it's going to be served.
Even it's going to be served. You don't have to wait for it. So, when it's here. Furthermore, one does not have to change one's usual eating habits. Even if the two of them are in front of you, let's say you have a meal where you're going to have a small piece of fish for the first course, and in the main course you're going to have couscous and meat, let's say. So the couscous is mazonos. So normally it would be proper to be maktin the bracha on the mazonos. But in fact, one does not have to change from regular eating mannerisms in order to fulfill these halachos. So even if that plate of couscous is already sitting on the table, if the first course is to have meat, and that is the main course, to have fish, let's say, and that is the main course, you do not have to bring the main course earlier in order to make the mazonos first. It's a similar principle to it not being in front of you. But it is in front of you, but it's not ready to be eaten yet. Not ready because it's not ready, or not ready because that's not yet my stage of eating. We're not holding by eating that now. This only applies when we have two items in front of me which basically equally well could eat this one first, that one first. It really makes no difference. Having said this, this brings us to an extremely common situation in Ramat Beit Shemesh. Most of the year, it's very, very hot. So if you arrive home, I often find myself in this situation, you arrive home, even let's say it's lunchtime or supper time, and you're already going to sit down and eat something, you cannot think of eating anything until you first quench your thirst with two or three cups of water. So we don't say, if you're not ready to eat yet, even though in 2 minutes or 3 minutes time you are going to eat, and you're going to eat a mazonos or a ha'it or something that should be before a shakar, but since you are dying of thirst, as the term was used before, and you cannot think of eating anything until after you've had a good drink, that falls into a similar category as this, that one does not have to change from regular eating mannerisms or etiquette or any other tzrochim where it would be usual to be mucked in this food first. Then one does not have to change. All these halachos only apply in a pretty, let's say, limited situation where the two items of food are in front of you, they're equally ready to eat at the same point in time. Then we have a question, either which bracha do you make first, or if they have the same bracha, which one do you make the bracha on? So, having given this introduction, let's now look at, first, we'll look at the category of, I'm still not going to read it inside in a minute. Let's discuss first the category of items which have two different brachas. Preference between two separate brachas. You have items that have two different brachas. Which bracha do you make first, which bracha do you make second? So, the source of this general principle that one, there are certain brachas that one prefers, and one makes them first over and above other brachas, is a Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Tet. The Gemara relates a story of two Talmidim who were sitting in front of the Tana Bar Kapora. They were sitting with their Rebbe Bar Kapora, and there was brought in front of them some food, some vegetables, a certain type of cooked vegetable, and a piece of meat. Okay? So Bar Kapora was mechabed one of his Talmidim, and he says to the Talmid, you make the brachas and be mochi everybody else.
Wow.
Okay. So in front of the Rebbe, the Talmid took hold of the meat and he made the bracha. He made the bracha on the meat. Because the meat surely was shako. And the vegetables, the chayra, were ha'adama. So you had ha'adama and shako. The Talmud went ahead and made first the bracha shako. And then the Gemara says, ligleg olav chaveiroi. His friend, the other Talmud who was sitting there, he sort of, you know, laughed at him. He scoffed. Ligleg olav chaveiroi. He said, what are you doing? You don't know what you're doing. Why did you go and make a bracha first on the meat? You should have made a bracha first on the vegetables. And the Gemara takes this situation, this story, very seriously. It wasn't just, two friends who were having a go at each other. there was some sort of machloikus going on over here. The one who made the bracha had one opinion, and the one who scoffed, he had a different opinion. And the Gemara explains that the machloikus actually was, in one way of explaining, the Gemara explained, the machloikus was whether these cooked vegetables were shahakol or hadol. There could be some reason why the cooked vegetables should maybe have been shahakol, which we won't go into. The question was, were they shahakol or were they hadol? And the Gemara explains that if they were to be hadol, then one should make hadol before shahakol. That's why the one who scoffed, you see, he understood vegetables were hadol. And if they're hadol, one should make a hadol before making shahakol.
And if he didn't want
to do this? Okay, that's something else. You're right, that will go back to everything we spoke about in our little introduction. The Gemara seems it was presumed that this was the meal, and everybody, you know, in the good old fashioned times, there was no, mummy, I don't want to eat this, mummy, I don't want to eat that. Everything that's on the plate, you finish it from the beginning to the end, that's how it goes. So
that's the fact that meat
will be more kosher. So the fact that meat is maybe more kosher, more expensive, people prefer it, that's not a cheshbon. One makes first the brocha very pre-hadol. That's what comes out from that Gemara. The Chayei Olam explains a little further the reason what's going on behind this is that any bracha which is more precise, it has more of an exact description of the food that we're making the bracha on, is a sort of greater type of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his Hashkot of Protis, that he's created exactly this type of min, is considered a greater praise than a more general type of praise. So obviously, Sharko Ne Bidvaroi is the most general bracha that there is out of the scale of different brachas that are around. That's the most general. And the more something is more precise, the more choshev it is, and the more reason is there is to give that praise first. And that's the reason why this story in the Gemara, the Ha'adoma, which is more precise, more of an exact type of bracha. It does work with the Eved on everything, yeah. But then let's just add, you know, for example, in this story, it only works when you actually have specific intent to make the charcoal on this item, i.e. like in your story, you take a piece of bread and you make on it charcoal. So then it works. But if I have in front of me something charcoal and something hadoma, even if I make charcoal on the item that's charcoal, it doesn't automatically go on the other items around. I mean, we know that just from daily experience. Otherwise, the whole time, half the time, we wouldn't be making broccoli. If you make a broccoli on a drink, you don't need a broccoli on anything else in front of you. So that's the reason to be machdim. Any bracha that's more precise comes first. So let's now look what exactly, indeed, is the list, is the scale over here. What is more precise? What is less precise? So we have a seder that goes as follows: the first bracha out of the brachas is hamotzi. Hamotzi is the most kosher out of everything, followed by mezonos, both pri hagefen. Ha'et, Hamotzi, Mezonos, Bofra Gafen, Ha'et and Ha'adoma, which are on a sort of parallel level, which we'll look at more closely later. Ha'et and Ha'adoma, which are together. And finally, Sharko. Now let's go over that list again and point out a few things about each one of those stages. So we said first Hamotzi. Hamotzi comes before anything. Hamotzi, Mezonos, etc., etc. Now, in fact, there could be a second reason, besides this whole topic that we're discussing, there could be a second reason to always make hamotzi first. Why? Imagine you have in front of you a piece of fish and a piece of bread. And you're going to have intending to eat both of them. So I say there's another reason why you ought to make hamotzi first. Never mind this whole topic that we're discussing here. But obviously you should make hamotzi first. Why? Because otherwise, you're calling yourself Rafa She'ena Tricha. Once you make the hamotzi, you won't need any other bracha. So obviously you should make hamotzi first. It will cover everything else. So obviously you'll make hamotzi first. So why am I telling you over here that you should make hamotzi first because of these halachas that Hamotzi has kedima, it's a more important bracha. Anyway, you have to make Hamotzi first, that you shouldn't come to bracha she'ena tzricha. And the answer to that question is that even in a situation where you won't have an issue of bracha she'ena tzricha, for example, we have an item in front of us that even during the meal you'll have to make a bracha. You have a piece of bread and another item which even during the meal you'll have to make a bracha. For example,
chocolate,
ice cream, jelly, all types of desserts which are sitting here in front of me on the table. I have a piece of bread and a dessert type item. Even if it's on the table, it is not covered by the broken tamut. See, dessert type items, one always makes a bracha. So even if you have such a type of item in front of you, so making hamotzi isn't going to exempt you from making that bracha. You're going to make hamotzi, and then afterwards you're going to go on and make the sharkol or whatever bracha it might be on that dessert item. Nevertheless, so you might say to yourself, so now it doesn't matter. It's not going to cause me bracha she'ena tzricha if I want to have the dessert item first, whatever it might be. No, because of the halachos of kedima, hamotzi is more of a choshev bracha. Therefore, one makes hamotzi first. So hamotzi always first. Then after that, we continued the seder. We said there's mezonos and there's bo'ur pri hagafen. So mezonos normally comes before bo'ur pri hagafen. So if you have mezonos in front of you and also a cup of wine, mezonos is first. So we know this halacha. So what about making kiddush? So exactly, this halacha brings us to the well-known practice that if we make kiddush, when we make kiddush, we cover the mezonos. And one of the reasons for covering the mezonos is related to these halachas that we are learning. Why? Because, as we're learning here, essentially, mezonos should be first. Because if you would sit down during the week, so a piece of cake and a cup of wine, I don't know how usual that is, but if you would, a piece of cake and a cup of wine during the week, you would make the mezonos first. On Shabbos you can't do that because you can't eat before Kiddush. So you have to make Kiddush first. You have to make Hagefen first. But because really Mezonos should be first, that's why we have to cover the cake. That's the reason we cover it. There is one other reason, and the same applies to Hamotzi as well. It's not just Kiddush with cake, the same applies to Hamotzi also. If we sit down for our Shabbos meal and we make Kiddush and then Hamotzi, we have to cover the Hamotzi. Why? Because really Hamotzi should be first. Let's just conclude with another interesting point, which is that there's a second reason we cover the Hamotzi. One reason because of this, in order to avoid this issue in Seder of brachos, really, Hamotzi or Mezonos should be first, so we cover it so it's sort of, you know, as if it's not there yet, and we make the Hagafen. That's one reason. There's a second reason. We know one of the things we're busy with our Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos is a Zecher to the Mon, which they had in the Midbar. The Mon had a covering below and a covering on top. So as a zecher to the mon, we cover our lechem mishnah below, we put it on a plate or something, and on top we cover it with a cover as a zecher to the mon. So that's the second reason to cover your lechem mishnah on Shabbos. A, because of these halachos of the kedima of brachos, and B, as a zecher to the mon. And there could be a nafka mina, there's a practical difference between these two reasons, which makes a lot of logical sense. If the reason to cover it is simply because of the reason we're learning here, our Indian of kedima of brachos, so then once you get past kiddush, once you've made your bo'ur pri hagafen, the second you've said bo'ur pri hagafen, amen, you can uncover the chalitz. No reason for it to be covered anymore. But if you are concerned also, what about the second reason? Then it makes sense to keep them covered. At least till the time of Hamotzi, or maybe even till after the bracha of Hamotzi, which some people do. That is the nafka mina between these two reasons. So I'm going to point out there are these two reasons, and both of them are kaima. We'll stop here for today and carry on this topic.